Morning.
Morning.
2 weeks away. I missed you guys. My topic for this morning, I was thinking we always get up here and most of the time we concentrate on big sins, what we think are big sins. Adultery, getting into those big areas. But I was thinking this week when I was mowing grass in my life, what do I deal with every day? What thing causes me to sin? And I think it's interaction with people. So I looked up some scripture on being kind, opposite of being rude. So I came up with Ephesians 4:31 and 4:32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. 2 Timothy 2, 24-25, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. These wonderful verses are not to be construed or understood to be suggestions, but commands for every Christian to live their lives by. Being kind does not always mean that we are to be feeble and non-confrontive. To me, the Bible teaches that we are to be bold, yet loving and patient when rebuking or correcting others, when sharing the gospel with the unsaved. Kindness is always evident when we show others that we are willing to listen and not put our own interests above the other party. To me, rudeness is the opposite of kindness. So when we are rude to others, we are disobeying the clear command of God to be kind. So I'm making it simple this morning, but something to think about. We have to think about every day, at work, at home. I know I think that most of the rudeness in my life or not being kind is probably directed at my wife. She gets the worst of me, and she should be getting the best of me. So I think we all deal with that somewhat. We always seem to be kind to strangers because we're trying to give, an impression, well, we're a Christian and this is how we should be. But we overlook that with the people we're around every day, people at work and coming family. So I just want everybody to concentrate on that week. Being rude is just as bad as some of the things we think are bigger sins because we do it on a daily basis. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory. Father, we just thank you for this day that we can worship you. Worship in your word, Father. And I just would ask that you give each person in this room the strength and the grace to be kind in all situations, especially to our spouses and our family, people that we're around every day, Father. We know that whatever situation we're in, you give us a way out of it. And that is even within word. So we just ask that your grace be with everybody in this room as they leave today. And we just ask that you bless the rest of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.